Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 today, Sunday the 9th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North at Cira, Forties, Cromartie, Trafalgar, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midday, low, South Fitzroy 983, slow moving, filling 989 by midday tomorrow. The area forecast for the next 24 hours, Viking, North at Cira, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming northerly 6 to gale 8, occasional rain and fog patches, wintry showers later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. South at Cira, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later, fog banks, showers later, poor or very poor, becoming good later. Forties, Cromartie, 4th, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Forties and Cromartie, occasional rain, showers later, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 5 or 6 later, showers later, moderate, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, variable 2 to 4, becoming north 4 to 6 later, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, east or northeast 2 to 4, showers, moderate or good. Plymouth, Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, cyclonic 5 to 7, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Seoul, east 5 or 6, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, northeast 4 or 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, northeast 5 to 7, showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, northeasterly 6 to gale 8, but 3 to 5 at first in southeast Malin. Rain, then showers, moderate or good. Bailey, northeast 6 to gale 8, backing north 4 to 6, showers at first, good. Fair Isle, northeast backing north 6 to gale 8, rain, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Faroes, northeast 6 to gale 8, backing north 4 or 5 later. Rain at first, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 5 to 7, backing northwesterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. That's the shipping forecast. Here's the general weather forecast with Stav Dineos.
Thanks, Richard. Good evening to you. Well, the first week of March has felt very spring-like indeed, with lots of sunshine around and temperatures above the seasonal average. We've been seeing the warmest days of the year so far, and today was also a pretty warm one, with temperatures in the high teens for many. But all change as we head into the new week. We'll be reaching for our winter woolies as northerly winds bring cold air to the whole of the UK. From Tuesday onwards, we're all in that cold air mass and we'll see a return to overnight frost. The chance of some wintry showers, particularly across northern and eastern parts of the UK. Day temperatures will fall below the seasonal norm, sitting in single digits for all. There'll still be some good sunny spells around, but it's going to be the feel of the weather that'll be very noticeable. We will be reaching out for those winter woolies, like I mentioned. Now tonight, most of the UK will remain dry with clear skies. Northern Ireland, southern Scotland, northern England will see some low cloud and fog patches develop, but northern Scotland will turn increasingly wet and windy with cold northerly winds setting in here by the end of the night. Temperatures will range from 2 to 9 Celsius from north to south across the country. Tomorrow then, the northern half of Scotland will be cloudy with patchy rain through the morning. It will brighten up into the afternoon with sunny spells and blustery showers, these turning increasingly wintry on the hills as it turns colder here. The rest of the UK will be mostly dry, variable cloud and some spells of sunshine. England, Wales, Northern Ireland will be mild again with temperatures 11 to 16 degrees, but Scotland will be colder with 5 to 9 Celsius here, colder when you factor in the strong north-northeasterly wind. That's your latest weather.
In a quarter of an hour, a pilgrimage, a calculation about Lent and a trip back to the Golden Age of Radio feature when we revisit the best of this week's listening in Pick of the Week. That's after the 6 o'clock news and a look ahead to next week on Radio 4.
Killer Dust with me, Ophelia Byrne. What I was doing was trying to thread together the story of asbestos in the UK over the decades and what people knew and when they knew it. I did find some of what I was reading absolutely astonishing, and I read a lot. Cover-ups, huge court battles, surveillance and spying, and then death. I think why people should listen is because they'll find themselves quite surprised. I don't think this story is at all what people think. Killer Dust continues on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds this Monday to Friday lunchtime at 1:45.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Alan Smith. Good evening.